Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Bava Metzia. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So Yishnayim Rochvim Lagabe Behema. If you have two people riding on an animal, or Shaya Echad Rochvim Vechad Manig, one guy was riding on the animal and the other one was leading the animal. Zeh Omer Kula Shali. So the one of them says it was all mine. I was riding on the animal before you started to ride on it or you started to lead the animal. Zeh Omer Kula Shali. And the other one says it's all mine because I was either riding on it or leading it before you showed up and jumped on it or started leading it. So Zeh Yishav Hashem Lebab. Similar to the last Mishnah, each one has to swear that they own no less than half of it, and therefore they have to divide it, because leading it and riding it are both ways of being machzik, so it's the equivalent of ochsin betalis, bizman she modim, but when they both agree that they were koneh at the same time, and therefore they're both saying that we're equal in this item, that we equally have rights to it, oshiyesh lahem edim, or there are edim that said that they were Koneh at the same time, then chol kim blow shavua. Then what do they need to? You don't need to take a shavua because everyone agrees that to what's going on over here. You only need to take a shavua, in order to make sure that each person, when the other party doesn't agree, is not absolutely lying. So over here, you could just do the chalukah without a shavua. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, hayirochav l'gad behemah. If someone was riding on an animal, v'ra'as a metzia, and he saw a metzia that was lying there on the ground. And he says to his friend, who's not on an animal, hey, can you give that to me? Because it's harder to get off the animal to pick it up. So he just asks his friend to pick it up. The friend picks it up and says, it's mine, I got it. Meaning, I'm not giving it to you, I picked it up for myself. So the guy who picked it up is the one who was koneh, even though he may have initially picked it up for the guy who's riding on the animal, but he wasn't koneh for him, he wanted to pick it up and then give it to him, and then he changed his mind that he no longer wants to give it to him. So the guy on the animal is never koneh it. But if after he already gave it to the guy on the animal, he said, you know, you should really give it back to me because I'm the one that got it first, and when I picked it up, I really meant to be koneh it for me. So lo amar klum. Well, that's ridiculous. Meaning, why would you have given it to the guy on the animal if you really intended to have it for yourself? So we do not believe him, and it goes to the guy that is riding on the animal. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We had said that if two people are riding on an animal, or one of them is riding and the other one is leading the animal, each one claims it's entirely theirs. They each have to swear that they own no less than half of it, and they each get half of it. But if they both agree that they came at the same time, or there are witnesses that they came at the same time, then you don't need a shvuah, they just split it. And in Mishnah Gimel we said, if a guy's riding on an animal, he sees a metziah on the ground, and he says to his friend, hey, can you give that to me? And the guy picks it up and says, no, it's mine. So the guy who picked it up is allowed to keep it. But if he already gave it to the guy riding on the animal, then he cannot say, no, it was mine, I intended to pick it up for myself. The guy on the animal gets to keep it. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.